A plan to move Illinois to a graduated income tax is dead. Wednesday was the final scheduled day for lawmakers to advance it. Instead, the Illinois House adjourned without taking a vote. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Illinois' constitution only allows income to be taxed at a flat rate. Representative Christian Mitchell of Chicago and other Democrats wanted to amend the constitution so the state could charge the wealthy more. He says the package was carefully crafted so that for most Illinois residents, it'd lead to a tax cut. Mitchell says through much of Tuesday, he thought he had enough support to pass it. But when it became clear that had changed, he decided not to even try.
And when you do something as large as changing tax policy, you want it to be bipartisan. And we had 3 to 5 Republican members who were ready to vote for the bill. And, you know, Bruce Rauner sort of reached in and turned off the switch. And that was the end of the proposal.
Governor Rauner, who's made about $60 million a year, would surely have seen his tax bill rise. He says a tax on successful people would drive wealthy business owners out of Illinois. The Rauner administration released a study supporting its argument. His office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment as to whether he actively told Republican legislators to vote no. I'm Amanda Vinicky.